Page 58. Listening Comprehension. Exercise B. Listen to take notes. Listen and take notes about what Figueroa says about each of the qualities below. Then compare your notes with the class.
This is Nigella Compton with the DBC Radio Network and Eye on the Globe. We're talking to the new Miss Universal Beauty, Maya Prasad, who has just won her title at the 10th annual Miss Universal Beauty Pageant in Kuala Lumpur. And we're also talking to Ricardo Figueroa, the chief judge of the contest this year. Welcome, Miss Prasad. Or should I say, welcome, Miss Universal Beauty.
Hello, Nigella. Please call me Maya. Thank you for inviting me.
And welcome, Mr. Figueroa.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Maya, please tell our listeners what it's like to have been chosen Miss Universal Beauty. Do you feel like the most beautiful woman in the world?
Actually, no. To tell you the truth, the idea is very flattering, but I don't actually feel that beautiful. All the contestants were beautiful. Many, I think, were much more attractive than I am. I think I was very lucky.
One of the things that's special about the Miss Universal Beauty Contest is that it emphasizes both inner and outer beauty. Mr. Figueroa, could you say a few words about that for us?
Certainly. The Miss Universal Beauty Contest tries to choose contestants who exhibit all the features of traditional physical beauty. Youth, health, beautiful skin and hair, a lovely body, those things everyone understands to represent beauty. But true beauty goes beyond that. Helen Keller, who was both blind and deaf, said something very profound and true about beauty. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen nor touched, but are felt in the heart. We at the Miss Universal Beauty Contest have tried to make that our motto. We try to find that beauty that touches our hearts.
Very interesting. And all the more so since Helen Keller was blind and couldn't see what people looked like. She still had a concept of beauty. The most beautiful things are felt in the heart. What, in your opinion, are those things, those beautiful things that we feel in the heart?
Well, I think Helen Keller was describing inner beauty. Those qualities that last longer than youth and can exist even when health has gone. Qualities such as goodness, kindness to other people, truthfulness, qualities that everyone appreciates, no matter where in the world they live.
I've always felt that physical beauty can't last forever. People think it's beauty that brings you love, but I'm not so sure. I've always loved that Oscar Hammerstein song that says, "Do you love me because I'm beautiful, or am I beautiful because you love me?"
Very interesting food for thought. I would imagine that that attitude will help you lead a happy life.
I'd like to say that the judges thought that Maya presented an almost perfect balance between outer and inner beauty. Her happiness with life is one of the strongest features of her inner beauty. But before we finish, let me just read a little from their written comments. Maya has warmth. She expresses her love for others easily. Patience. She's a wonderful listener and lets others speak. She doesn't rush them.
Oh, Mr. Figueroa, I can't believe anyone said all this about me. I'm just a regular person.
Maya, that comment shows us that you are also very modest. Modesty is actually another of the features of your inner beauty. But let me continue. Maya is also a woman of great goodness and kindness. She spends time helping other people who have difficulties. Last year, she taught art to children in the public hospital. So her happiness, her warmth, her patience, and her kindness shine through and make her physical beauty all the more radiant.
Thank you to you both.